The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Ronsilva, and today my guest is the fabulous Rochelle Pena. Rochelle is a pharmacist turned dental practice owner turned lifestyle expert, and she's a mom of three. And also now I get to call her my friend. She truly is an incredible woman with such an incredible story. If you're interested in starting a business, if you want to know how to pivot from one career to the next, Rochelle has got you covered with some incredible tips. I'm really so excited for you to listen to this conversation. She is just a wealth of knowledge and, of course, everyone's new BFF. You can check her out on Good Morning America, some local networks too, and of course, right here on The Breakdown with Bethany. So check it out. But I'm so excited to talk to you because I was reading, you know, some of your background. It's so fascinating, your entrepreneurial journey. Can you just take us through from the start and introduce yourself to our listeners, you know, what you're all about, what you do, and just maybe, and then we, of course, we're a mom show. So tell us about your kids.
Okay, perfect. Well, should I tell you about my kids or the business?
Well, let's take us through the career, like your start, how you got started in business, and then tell us a little bit about your family.
Awesome. So I am actually a pharmacist. My husband is a pediatric dentist, and we met in grad school at the very young age of 21. I was 21. And, you know, I went to become a pharmacy manager at a big corporation at Target. My husband was in residency in California. And so we both started working, you know, our regular jobs. We moved back to Florida after 3 years living in California. I started my career. And when I became a pharmacist, they put me into managerial position right away. And I was like, wait a second, I only know drugs, how they work, you know, empathy, how to make people feel better. I'm like, okay, well, I'll take the challenge. But what I slowly realized as being a pharmacy manager, you are responsible for the financial health of your business, of your team members, and operations. And so I really loved that side of it. I got to hire pharmacists, hire interns, do acquisitions. I learned so much other than just pharmacy. So when my husband finished residency in California, we moved back and he started working with a dentist. And one day he was just like sick of it. And he's like, you know what, Rochelle, I want to open my own business and I want to open many offices. And he looked at me and he was like, would you want to join my venture? Because you have the corporate know-how and I know dentistry. He has his MBA, but never, you know, practiced in the business world. At that point, I had my first child in 2011. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go back and work weekends. And like, I work 12-hour shifts. And I said, you know what? Yes, absolutely. I would love to join you on your venture. And that's where the entrepreneurial journey began for both of us, actually. And after that, it was history. I never looked back, right? And now, fast forward, I have 3 kids. And at that time, growing our business, I had 3 kids under the age of 3. So in 2011, I had my first baby. 2012, I had my second. And then in 2014, I had my third, all while having another baby, which was our business. So that's a little bit of the background.
I love that. And I mean, I think we know what a challenge, we hear it about all the time, you know, starting your own business. It's definitely filled with so many ups and downs. So I can't imagine raising young children in the process, but then also doing it sort of as a family. So tell us a little bit about what that was like, some of the struggles, because I know a lot of mom entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs do listen to this podcast. So what advice do you have for them that, you know, just like to not give up, like you have your kids and you have your business, but like, right. What advice do you have there?
Oof, I have so many. So the first thing I'd like to say is, you know, it's great that you asked this question because looking back, I would never be able to give this advice when you're in the heat of everything, right? But now fast forward, I've learned so much. And the biggest advice is really to prioritize what's important to you and to set boundaries. Because a lot of people say, oh, you can't live the work-life balance. How can you be a mom and be an entrepreneur at the same time? You can, but you have to make sure that with our team, we would say, okay, after 5 o'clock, unless it's a dire emergency, no emails. Like, set the email for tomorrow. You don't want to be at dinner and get this like dreaded email and now you're with your kids, you know? And also prioritizing your self-care. I know people say that all the time, but it's so important. When you're so stressed, like with work and the business and building something bigger than yourself, there needs to be some type of outlet. And I made it a priority. Every morning, I would wake up early. People say, oh, I don't have time to do it. But you make time for the things that are important to you. And for me, taking care of my health so that I could love and give back to my team and to my kids and have the energy, right? Is really how I got through that time. And it is possible.
Yeah, I love that. And also, you know, what really like catches, like caught me, what I love about your story also is that your husband almost like proposed to you again. He's like, yes. Will you go into business with me? And you were excited to do it. But it sounds, when did you start the business? You said 2011 or?
In 2011, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking now, you know, a long time, like 12 years and mm-hmm. almost 13. And like, I can't even paint a room with my husband. I'm not going to lie. Like we fight over everything. We don't fight about big things. We fight about little things. So Tell us how it's been working with your husband so closely, launching this incredibly successful business. And of course, like you have that other part, right? Like your mom and dad did three amazing kids. So Tell us all about that.
Oh my God. Well, that's a big question. Like we never thought we'd go into business together, but we are both like high achievers and alphas. And in order for it to work, you have to stay in your lane. What we said is Will was the CEO, right? Cause he's a pediatric dentist. I was his right-hand person. But then at home, I was a CHO, the chief home officer.
Got it.
And there can only be one chief. And so how we were able to make it work is we both understood each other's strengths and weaknesses. So where he was strong, I was weak. Where he was weak, I was strong. And when you really understand how to speak each other's love language, also work together in harmony, that's the secret sauce. Cause like you said, like not everybody can work together, but I think the biggest thing is making sure that we were aligned with our mission and vision of the company. So if he thought something should go this way and I think something should go another way, you know, we didn't have the same like, okay, we're going to treat children with special needs. We're going to provide dental care for children who are on state aid. We're going to be able to give these kids a home, a dental home. Whether you're poor, you're rich, it doesn't matter whether you're Black, white, Asian, Spanish. We opened our beautiful brand new offices to everybody because they're kids, you know? And I think that's like the biggest thing is knowing that we both stood by our mission, our vision, and our team respected us for it because we led by example, right? So that's how I was able to work together with him. And then at night, no talking about business with the kids, because then you bring that like stress home. And so setting those boundaries. If we had something urgent that we needed to talk about, we would have dinner every night as a family, and we still do today. And if there's something we need to talk about, you know, we've really trained our kids to say, okay, it's mommy and daddy's time. You guys have to go to bed 8:30 and put them to sleep so that now we can like air out any issues or dirty laundry or whatever it may be, because you don't want to bring that stress home to the kids. And you know, kids can feel it. They also feel energy. And when mommy and daddy are fighting, and especially if it's about business or about money, it's definitely, again, the whole boundaries and setting, you know, those rules at home is key.
And I'm wondering, because you mentioned, and obviously it shows, like the proof is in the pudding, you and your husband are such high achievers. You're incredibly successful. Are you seeing those traits in your children too?
100%. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the big, you know, I've been asked that question before. You know, our kids are seeing that now that my husband and I were strong leaders, we delegate, we elevate our kids. And that's something that we take from work to home. Right? Because as a mom, you want to do everything. I want to cook dinner. I want to clean the dishes. I want to, you know, I tried to be superwoman and it doesn't work because I would get burnt out. And so I had to take a step back and say, wait a second, I can't do it all. My kids, even when they were five, they can take a dish and put it in the dishwasher. And they notice the change in me. When they start helping me, they're like, mommy, is there anything else we can help you with? And, you know, learning that if you don't help around, there's no I in team. If we don't work as a team, you're going to get burnt out. And I mean, there's so many examples, but 100%, like they've seen things not work out right in business. And we would, you know, talk about it. The kids would listen. And then we show them, look, we're not perfect. Not everything is going to work out. But if you don't try, then you'll never know. And these, like, we're definitely making little leaders in the making.
I love that. And then, you know, just to sort of piggyback off your, about the topic of things not working out, I know that, you know, your business, your journey, your entrepreneurial journey has not been without its challenges. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because I think it's important for people to see, you know, like how the steps that it takes and sometimes the setbacks.
Oh, absolutely. You would think both my husband and I, you know, both doctors, both professionals, the first thing people get out when they get out of school is a brand new house and a brand new car. We did the complete opposite. We decided to open the business in 2011 and move in with my parents with not one child, but two children. And when we were starting the business, I said, you know what? No problem. I'm okay with delayed gratification, and there's no success without struggle. So number one, we moved in with our parents, but 3 months after opening our business, we were burning through cash. Like our cash was, we were paying payroll. There wasn't enough patients coming in, but on the back end, I was doing marketing. I was in community events, hustling, right, to make this business work. And one day my husband's like, Rochelle, we need to do something because we are going to run out of money faster than I imagine. And I was like, no problem. I'm going to go back to work, even though I told, you know, my company that, hey, after maternity leave, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to come back. They let me come back part-time. And secondly, I was like, you know what? Do I need to sell my wedding ring? I cashed in my 401k from working. And I mean, I was all in. We went in like head deep, and it was the best decision ever because that's how much I believed in our vision, our mission in helping children. I saw that there was such a need. And I would tell my husband, you know what? We're really big into faith. And I said, just trust in God. He wouldn't allow us to go through this process if he knew that we were going to fail. And I see that the patients are coming in. Unfortunately, the money wasn't coming in fast enough. And after, I'm not kidding, after maybe less than a month of going back to work and going through this craziness, my husband's like, we need to have another talk. I'm like, oh my God, not like, you know, like when someone says we need to talk, I'm like, oh my God, my stomach just goes into knots. And I was like, what happened now? Are we okay? And he's like, I need you back at work full time. So I was like, he's like, whatever marketing you did, all the community outreach, it's now paying off. People are coming in, insurances are paying. And I was like, oof, okay, let's do this. And so I quit again at Target and I was full-time back at our dental practice.
I love that. I love that you talk about your faith too, because something that I think we also, a lot of us struggle with is like the idea of like the seeds that we plant don't bloom that same day, right? Like, right. So it shows that you had the big vision for, and you were doing the marketing and maybe it wasn't, you know, that next day success, right. But it did happen. And I also want to get your advice or really your take on, you know, because a lot of women, and I want to destigmatize this, they don't like to talk about money. They pretend, oh, my husband handles the money. My husband, you know, he does the bills. I'm just, you know, but I know that that's something that you talk about. You talk about like the finances and running the business and sort of empowering women to do that. So like, take us through that a little bit.
Definitely. It's so important for women to understand the finances of the business, right? When you're running a business, understanding your profit and loss statement, because if you don't understand that, then you're going to make all these decisions based on want, not on need. And we were there where we were like, okay, I want this. We need this for our business. But then we overspent and then it gets off balance. And then now, yeah, you're making revenue, but then where's the profit? So understanding the financial health of your business is so important, because it's like going through life without having your annual checkup every year, not knowing how your body is doing, right? And at home, I took care of all the finances. So I knew the money that was coming in, coming out. And it's so important, because as women, I think you try to live up to maybe the Joneses, right? They always say that. And when you pay the bills and you're like, you know what, we can't go out to dinner this week because I do the budget, you know, and you have to put your big boy pants on. Like, you're adults now. There's nobody else that's going to look out. Your friends might be like, oh, I'm so sorry your business closed down, or I'm so sorry you have to sell your house if something happens. But at the end of the day, they're going to move on with their life. It's you. You have to be, you know, financially sound and responsible. Like, Will and I will have a day off. And he's like, hey, babe, you know, today's the day that we get to pull out the good old spreadsheet, go through all our bills. And I'm like, no, I just wanted to go to the spa. But I know we need to be responsible, because you have three human beings, your kids, you know, are there, and they're not worrying about the finances. It's you. So women in particular, I think it's so bad when you don't know the finances of your business or of your home, and you let that all go to your husband, because then you're oblivious of what's happening, and you just spend and you want to go out, and you don't realize that your husband can get like sick or gain anxiety, because now you're just spending and he wants to make you happy. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a team. There's no I in team. And Will and I say it all the time. He's like, I need you and you need me, because I really focus like on company finances. We have our meetings, so I understand it as well. But he's like, if I didn't have you doing the home bills, I would just be so stressed out with like bills, 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 and like paying. And so I think it's so important that women are financially sound, both at home and at work and business.
That's really incredible. And now I'm also wondering, because this seems to me like the dream, right? Like you build your company, it's successful, and then actually you guys sold the business. Was that always in the plan, or did that kind of catch you off guard? Or, yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, that was not always in the plan. The plan was so we ended with 7 offices, over 100 team members, 18 doctors. I mean, huge team. And we had no private investors. It was just us. And that was not in the plan. However, there comes a time, they call it like your golden years, right? Where as a visionary, the CEO, the owners of the company, you have to see where the market is going, where this field is going. And with dentistry, we started seeing these bigger corporations coming out. Obviously, the more patients you have, the better rates you have with insurances. We never got a raise with insurance companies because we were just a small business. Right. And 10 years ago, we were the only ones seeing special needs, doing sedation dentistry, taking state aid insurance. We started seeing everybody copy us. They started, you know, we were the trailblazers. At first, we had all the naysayers. So for anybody starting a new business, anybody telling you, no, don't do it, do it. Because now everybody looks back and they're like, wow, you guys really like saw something that we didn't see. And then about 10 years into the business, we took the company as far as we could, and we knew that we needed help from a bigger organization to take it to the next level, to give our team members better benefits, to give our patients more services. Now they're doing braces and orthodontics. And truthfully, there comes a point where the stress, it's not worth it anymore, right? Where you say, you know what? The only thing as parents that you have with your kids is T-I-M-E, time, right? Our kids were about 8, 9 and 11 when we sold, or maybe even younger. And we said, you know, we've always put family first. We had a principle. It was called the GFB principle: God, family, and then business. And we wanted to continue on that path. And we said, you know what? I think it's time. It's time that, you know, a lot of people have been knocking on our doors. They wanted to purchase our practice, and we had to find the right partner. We were up against 2 companies, and we found one that really fit our mission and purpose, that our team would love. And a lot of our teams stayed. They kept our same team. They kept our same name. They just taking it to the next level. And honestly, there comes a point where you're like, you know what? What does success mean to me? It means sleeping at night, not having anxiety whether you're going to make it the next day. And then more importantly, the freedom to do now what you want to do. And we said, you know what, we're done with the roller coaster. We've helped over 50,000 kids. We've created a team culture that was all about giving back, and we're going to let somebody else take it to the next level. And you have to know when to step away, you know?
Yeah. I think that's an important part of business that a lot of people don't discuss actually, but now I'm wondering what's next for you guys. What does the future hold? What are any big projects on the horizon?
Oh yes. Yeah. So one of the biggest projects that we have is really wanting to give back to entrepreneurs, and it doesn't have to be in the dental field, any small business owner. It's hard when you're a small business owner and you have nobody to be like a soundboard, right? Or you want to throw an idea out before you spend so much money on it. So we're creating a small concierge business consultant business, because we truly believe that you should never take advice from someone who hasn't been where you are going. And it's so true. I see a lot of business coaches out there, and then you read their credential. I'm like, well, have they ever run a big team? Have they been through the trenches of the ups and downs of a business scaling so big and then having to basically, what they say is, cut the fat and really outsource where you could save money? Like, those are things that we all did. And we want to be able to give back and like really help, like on a smaller concierge level where it's just going to be my husband and I, take a deep dive, help you with operations, systems, processes. We actually have a proprietary method called the MVP3 method that we think is going to be super successful and helpful for small business owners, because it's a holistic approach, right? You can't just be so successful in business and then lose yourself, lose your identity, not have relationships, lose time with your kids. It can be all balanced. And we believe we've hit the secret sauce to that. And yeah, so we want to help other people.
I love it. I believe that you will, and you already have. And so thank you so much, Rochelle. Please let us know where we can find out more about you, your new projects, everything like that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. You can follow me on RochellePena_ on Instagram. Also on my website, RochellePena.com. And that will link you to our new business website.
I love it. Thank you so much, and best of luck with everything.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for having me.